Have you ever wanted to work on stage? Have you ever had a dream of becoming a producer or playwright or even a screenwriter? In Asheville, there's an annual event called the Community Choreography Project, which is being directed by Barry Barton. I'm talking with Barry, and I've got a whole lot of questions, like, to begin with, what are you doing with the project right now?
Well, upcoming, we are putting a show together on the Diana Wortham Theater stage called Secrets Freeing the Hidden Story. And this is our fifth production. And each production has a theme. This one is secrets, and we're exploring the whole range of the idea of secrets, from the funny, zany, hilarious ones to the more tragic ones. And they're everywhere. You know, secrets are just everywhere.
Well, take me back now and tell me what the Community Choreography Project is.
It's a process that I started in 2006. And really, it started as an experiment. I just wanted to try something new. I was a trained dancer and a professional dancer and a dance teacher. And I had been trained in more technique and more physical expression through the body, and wanted to explore the combining of movement, choreography, and story, personal story. Began with 10 men, just sort of explore getting together with 10 men and exploring their stories. Now, also, what I was attracted to, because I was a dance teacher in the public high school, working with students that had never had any dance training prior to their time with me. And I really, really thrived on the beginning stages and watching these students blossom and wake up to their creativity and to their confidence. So I was very attracted to working with people that weren't trained theater people, that their stories were very authentic and presented to their community in an authentic and real way, not acting the stories, but actually just telling the stories. So that's what we did, as we began to create text and choreography to support their stories. And then just certain things happen, and we ended up, the first show happened at Diana Wortham Theater, and then it grew from there.
You know, it just sounds so fascinating to me, the whole idea of this, because it's not required that they have any training of any sort on any
stage. Yeah.
And they're just local people.
Correct.
And this process is worked on together. In other words,
yes.
Work with you and choreograph it?
Through certain ways, and each piece requires sort of different things, but I will give them sort of a structure, and then they will explore that and start filling in the pieces. Sometimes I actually do choreograph certain things on them, but basically the work and the words are theirs, and then I stage it, and I create it with, you know, entrances and exits and lights and sound, you know, voiceover work and all of that.
You know what it reminds me of in the way it's presented? It's a similarity to Spoon River Anthology. Someone is telling their story, the difference being that they're not staying on the stage the whole time. But I can just visualize someone telling a story and getting excited about telling that story in some way, whether it be tragic or happy or whatever, and naturally getting up and moving. Is there any of that?
There is times when there's just movement. There's times when there's just speaking. There's times when there's movement with a voiceover of stories that you're hearing overlaid on in the sound. And then there's times where they're moving and speaking. So it's a combination of all of that.
Right.
And really what you get is in this particular show, you will get a couple of deeper stories. But what you do end up getting is kind of a patchwork quilt of 19 people and their stories. What it does is it provides the audience with so many options that their story is going to be heard on that stage.
And then to take it and put the structure around it. Now, is the music live?
There is no live music for this show.
Okay.
Normally, we do have music, but this show, we do not have music. We have a new thing we have this time is film vignettes. We have 5 film vignettes that are going to be featured. We also have poetry. One person will be live presenting his poem. And then we have another storyteller, who is Greg Lavoie, who is author of a book called Callings. He is presenting a story that happened recently about his mother and finding these papers in a file cabinet.
Right.
That he hadn't seen his entire life, revealed some phenomenal things about his mother. He had no idea.
And about how long have you worked on it?
We've worked since January.
That's a long time.
It is a long time, but if you think about it, what we're doing is we're creating an original score, original choreography. We're starting from nothing and building a whole show.
So really, it's a short time, really.
Yeah, it is.
It's called the Community Choreography Project. Now, when you're done,
mm-hmm.
you select a benefit nonprofit organization that
yes.
you will support with the funds. And
correct.
That is?
That's Four Seasons Hospice.
Wonderful.
And they are located in Hendersonville, but they serve Western North Carolina.
Right. And this is going on?
Thursday, June the 20th, Friday, June the 21st, and Saturday, June the 22nd.
And it is at the Diana Wortham Theater?
Downtown Asheville.
And if anyone would like any more information about it, tickets, directions, whatever,
mm-hmm.
how can they do that?
They can buy tickets online at dwtheater.com. They can also go to communitychoreography.com.
It's the Community Choreography Project, June 20th through the 22nd at Diana Wortham Theater in downtown Asheville to benefit Four Seasons Hospice. My thanks to Director Barry Barton. For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch.